And we waited a couple was done when on the 15th.
On the 15th of July.
Of July. Yes, I, as usual, I left my village with my sister and my brother-in-law for my work. They left me at my shop, at my work, in the office, and they continued. Around 10 o'clock before, anyway, my office was on the road going to the presidential palace. We saw tanks, soldiers, and everybody running towards the presidential palace. And I heard my colleagues saying, there is a I assured that I didn't know what that means. I didn't know. At the very first moment, I was pleased. I thought that something good was happening. Then when they explained what was happening, I was so afraid, so I didn't know how to act, because you saw Greek soldiers running through presidential palace. Our director said we closed the office, everybody has to leave. That is, everybody left. Everybody took their own short car and then left from their house. Me, as well as a colleague of me, who lived at Mitzeron, we stayed there. There underground, there was a garage. It was Volvo garage, I think. And then we knew some people, some mechanicians, young boys. And we asked them what's going on. They explained us that everything will be closed and we can't move. We have to stay there. We stayed for a moment there, and then she decided to leave and go home with somebody between those boys. And when she asked me, what are you going to do, Maria? I said, no, I'm waiting for my brother-in-law. He will pass by to pick me up. I didn't know. I was waiting. Nothing. And then I asked, I was waiting on the road, and the Greek soldiers were passing by. And I asked somebody, what's going on? What are we going to do? And you know what he answered? Did you want us to send you an invitation that a coup was going on? And I said, what am I going to do? I walked from there until the bus station, where I used to take the bus for my village. Arriving there, I saw there was nothing. Nobody was there. And by chance, a bus, carrying a bus, by. So he told me, I said, I'm going to Asomatos, I'm not going to Karinia. They told me, come in, we'll take you. We'll do the round through Karinia and go, and we'll take you to your village. The driver tried to continue his road, but they stopped him. And they obliged us to go to continue the road and go until Kaimakli. Arriving at Kaimakli, everything stopped. And they told us that we had to pass the night in the bus. We had nothing, neither water, nothing to eat, nothing. Everybody was there. We saw by chance, or they came on purpose, I don't know, a cafe open, a coffee shop, you know, those small cafe near, yeah. They opened, and they proposed us some hot milk, and they had some sandwiches, I think. But by the other side, we went there, we tried to, and there were the people of yoga, because that coffee shop belonged to the, again, they were the Greek soldiers who were shooting on us. And
yes, because they were against.
They were against. And I was so frightened.
They were shooting at you?
Yeah, because that shop
at that
belonged
time,
to again.
Emma, at that time, because my sister doesn't know very well things, Eoka was just the opposite of a cake.
Okay, yes, I know.
And they wouldn't accept
any member of a gang in the organization of EOKA. Because EOKA was the extreme right and the gang the extreme left. So at that time, the coup was against them as well. That's why the soldiers were
shooting us.
Shooting them.
They didn't have the intention to kill them. We were Greek, but I think they wanted to frighten us. And I remember I hid myself under a table. I thought that if they were shooting the table, it was going to protect me. Then I think, and I knew at that time that I had a cousin who lived there. And I tried to call him and tell him that I was not far away from his house, if he could come and pick me up. And he, please. And he told me, I can't get out. You stay where you are with the other people, because I can't get out, I come out. And I think around 12 or 1 o'clock, the people living around, they came and asked each of them took one or two people at his house. And they went with a girl. They sent us in a house and we passed the night. Because the day after, when we went back to the bus, they said that we could, the road was open and we could go back to our villages. So he came from Kaimakli until Pilipafu. There they had to have, I think, they needed a permission, the drivers needed a permission, and they were obliged to give the number of passengers they had in their own bus. And you were waiting, the driver went to get that permission, and you were in the bus waiting. While you were waiting, I saw Mike passing by with two people in the car. So somebody was sitting next to me. I didn't even think that the people were sitting next to me. I walked on his own legs and I shouted, Mike, I'm here. I came out of the bus. He told me, you know, come in the car, but you are not on my, because we have to, even the private cars had to have their permission. And the number of passengers, they had in their own car.
Before he started the journey, he had to go to a police and register.
He had already registered his car number, the number of passengers. What are we going to do now? My passenger. And she told me, anyway, I will let you. They won't even imagine. I went in the car. He added my name on the paper. Went to the village. When I arrived there, I saw my mother. She was on the road still shouting, crying, and I was lost. And everybody, as I remember, from the village, they said, Maria is back. Maria is not, she's not dead, she's back, because everybody at the village, nobody saw me. Nobody knew where I was, and I saw nobody. They were all those people in the car were unknown to me. I knew nobody. And I remember what mass people coming at the house saying, Maria is alive, Maria is back. This thing, I passed the invasion, Turkish invasion, but these days I will never forget. Because during the night I thought I was living a dream. It was not a reality for me. It was an experience in my life I will never forget. Because everybody thought I was lost or I was dead. Everybody. And I don't know, that courage to ask a Greek soldier. You know, they were running after Makarios. And I was standing on the road waiting for Mike. I didn't realize that the roads were closed and Mike was not passing. And she told me, what did you want us miss? You wanted an invitation that we are going, a troop was going to take place? That night she presented herself, the family, but I was so shocked, I was so frightened that
forgot. And that girl, the girl who passed the night with me, I met her. Years later, I went in an office, government office, for some paper, and I found her there. I met her there. We recognized each other because we were all night, because we were night crying. And she told me that she was living at Karina. She told me that she lost her parents. And she was alone. And it was here, that's why immediately, as soon as she arrived at Nicosia, they gave her a job. The government was.
She lost her parents in the invasion?
Yes. She had a job in the government office.